Good morning. A chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A few places have gone a little bit lower, and we're starting to see a little bit of frost develop in some spots. However, with the sun coming up, we'll see a quick turnaround. And with mostly sunny skies for at least a couple of hours, temperatures will bounce back through the 40s and into the 50s. At this point, with an upper-level disturbance pivoting into the area from southern Canada, we'll have a good amount of instability in the air, and with the heating of the day combined with the cool temperatures aloft, we'll start to see the skies fill in with clouds. The wind will pick up out of the west-northwest and become gusty at times over 20 and even 30 miles per hour, and this will keep temperatures on the cool side for this time of year by about 10 to 15 degrees and remain in the middle and upper 50s. That instability could even lead to a few passing rain showers from time to time this afternoon, especially across the higher terrain. That upper-level system will continue to slide its way through the region tonight with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers as lows drop down to around 40 once again. Finally, as this disturbance lifts out, we'll have high pressure moving in for a couple of days, keeping it dry. On Wednesday, with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy but not as cool, with highs near 60. More sunshine on Thursday and pleasant in the mid-60s before another disturbance heads our way for Friday and the weekend. As a result, we'll see at least the chance of a passing shower on Friday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, and temperatures will manage to get into the upper 60s. That disturbance will linger overhead for the weekend. It'll not stop temperatures from climbing, though, in the upper 60s to near 70 for both Saturday and Sunday, but with enough energy aloft, we do run the risk of a few passing showers both weekend days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the southern mid-Atlantic southwest into the central Gulf Coast, then west into the southern plains, will remain in place through Wednesday, when the boundary will move off into the Gulf of Mexico. The front will help produce strong, and in some cases severe, thunderstorms and heavy rain over parts of the southern plains and the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys today. Due to the heavy rain over the region, the Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall through Wednesday morning. The hazards associated with the rain are flash flooding, where urban areas, roads, and small streams are the most vulnerable. Meanwhile, upper-level energy and cold temperatures will lead to snow across the northern and central Rockies by tonight. Temperatures are expected to be below average for a large part of the country behind a potent cold front. Highs in the central parts of the high plains will be around 30 degrees below average for this time of year. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 23 degrees with a west wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 2 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 33, 77% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 13 at Atlantic City, Wyoming, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with the chance of showers and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 58 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature 50, that's 8 degrees below normal. 24 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.57 inches now for the month, which is 51 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 10.91 inches for the year, which is 1.23 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 47, the record high, 90, set in 1911, and the record low, 29, in 1966 and 2010. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m., sunset this evening 8:07 p.m., 14 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few passing showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a few passing showers and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few passing showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few passing showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few passing showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy near 60, mostly sunny in the mid-60s on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower Friday, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower on Saturday and Sunday, both days in the upper 60s to around 70, and still the risk of a shower Monday, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 70. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.